The next morning, Tamara got her little brothers off to school and then went outside to finish the chores. She'd already gathered the eggs and milked the cows and goats, then fed the animals. She was cleaning out the stalls now, her hair damp with sweat as she manipulated the shovel. She looked up when she heard someone enter the barn. "Dad," she said, "how are you feeling?"
"I feel like cow poo stuck on the bottom of a boot," he growled. "How'd I get to my bed last night?"
Tamara scooped up another shovelful and discarded it, avoiding meeting her father's eyes. "I tried to get you up on my own, but I couldn't. You were too heavy."
"So, what did you do, doctor?"
he demanded, one hand rubbing his scruffy beard. "I went to the Kaufmans. Ethan came and helped me."
"You did what?"
He smacked a fist into his palm.
"I can't believe you let the neighbors see me in that condition having trouble."
She stared at him with her mouth agape. "Having trouble? Having trouble? You were as drunk as a skunk, Dad. Why don't you tell it like it is?"
"So I had a few drinks. So what? It ain't forbidden."
"Nay, it ain't forbidden. But is it right when you do it to excess? You've got a family to take care of. You've got two little boys who are depending on you. You have responsibilities."
"Don't tell me about responsibility," he roared. "I'm the one who lost your mother, the one left with three children to raise, and no help to run this farm. I'm the one who has to make sure there's enough food for everybody. You don't know the meaning of the word responsibility."
Tamara felt anger spinning through her. "I don't? Then how come I've been raising those boys practically by myself? How come I'm the one who's been doing most of the chores around here? How come I do all the cooking and cleaning and canning, make sure the bills are paid? Tell me that, Dad."
"Don't you get smart with me, girl," he snapped. "You better remember who's the parent here."
With that, he turned and stomped away, and Tamara stared after him. She couldn't believe he was calling her irresponsible. Was he blind, she wondered, as tears filled her eyes. Ever since her mother had died, she had taken on the running of the household. Tamara was 21 now, and she'd been acting as a housekeeper and mother for the last 5 years. Even longer, actually, because her mother hadn't been well for much of her life. Her mother suffered a series of miscarriages after Tamara was born, and with each one, she became weaker. The birth of the two boys had weakened her further, and Tamara had done as much of the housework as possible. She didn't mind. She wanted to help her mother, and she loved her little brothers. But her father was no help.